Congress, which, of course, Iraq and Afghanistan are not. In 2006, Senator Lindsey Graham changed the language of the UCMJ to include contingency operations so that it could be applied to Iraq and Afghanistan. Graham's stated intent was to expand the UCMJ to contractors, and in theory, this change would do that. But no civilian contractors have ever been charged under the UCMJ. No discussion of changing the law ever took place. The military has not attempted to implement such changes, and it's unclear, again, if they would ever pass constitutional muster. However, there does appear to be significant support for such a move from those in the military in order to maintain a strong chain of command and enforce discipline. For example, a West Point law professor recently laid out the case for bringing contractors under the UCMJ, arguing that, quote, is perhaps the first axiom of the law that like cases be treated alike. Soldiers and civilians accused of like misconduct in a like wartime setting should not answer to different courts, different procedures, and different law. However, even if such an application were constitutional, it is not clear that the UCMJ would cover contractors working for government entities other than the military, or whether it would cover those working for private corporate companies or foreign governments. One more